turn to the white prayer book, to the first base sheet. So let's chant the Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra at the top three times, and then the four measurables in English, and then right below in Tibetan. Te ata omune mune maha munaye soha. Te ata omune mune maha munaye soha. Te ata omune mune maha munaye soha. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Sentientam chedevadam de two mantras. Let's chant Chen Reizig's mantra eight times, and then right above that, Green Tara's mantra seven times. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Good morning. Yeah. How are you? Oh, I'm good. Yeah, recently experiencing all kind of weathers. maybe we'll sit maybe 1 minute or 2 minutes. Let's just sit and try to think nothing. We'll try. No, I mean, like nothing, no specific things, no, just as I don't think we can sit too long to nothing. That's difficult. Maybe try just 1 or 2 minutes. just sit there and then please try not to think anything, any specific things, you know, just sit. Okay. I will start. Too quick, so I did that purposely. So see how long we can sit for think nothing. How it went? Huh? Not enough time probably. This meditation been suggested in the when you do meditation on emptiness. So what are you trying to do is like you're trying to see or at the beginning of the meditation on emptiness, you're supposed to sit there then probably think nothing, maybe a little while. So then after that you think something. So what do you think about, you know, like try to understand the self. The self, say I. When we say I, so then you are trying to analyze. You know, like so because I don't know how to say. Naturally, we have this, you know, like very strong kind of say feeling towards self, or very strong sense. How is a sense of I, but usually, no. Normally, we don't analyze, no, how we perceive, what our perception of ourself, our perceptions of ourself, you know. So, a lot of benefit, you know, analyzing that, you know, how we perceive self. Then you deliberately, you know, how I say. Trying to encourage yourself to say or may feel I, you know. So, and before that, you try not to think about I, and you just try to go blank a little bit, you know. So then from there, when you kind of settle, then from there, then you try, you put, if it comes naturally, that's good. If it doesn't come naturally, then you try to put some extra effort to perceive self. So then you're analyzing that very mind that perceiving self. Then you're analyzing, you are the one who's analyzing the mind that perceives self. Then you analyzing that, how that mind perceives self. You analyze that, you know. And the benefit of that, you know, when you become very good at that, then benefit of that is, you know, so much. I think anxiety, fear, you know, all of that, you know, very much built on the self that's been like 99% has been projected. You know, and it's almost like that, you know, dreaming, but having all this anxiety, fear, you know, because of the confusions, not really knowing that, you know, not knowing or seeing clearly different between the dream state and the awakening state. You know, so once you recognize that you're dreaming, then, you know, all this, you know, like unnecessary fear or anxiety will automatically go away because you realize it's not real, it's dream. Am I making any sense? So that's why, you know, great practitioners, they are suggesting you should not take everything very seriously. You know, we should treat everything like dream. No, we should not take very seriously. You know, it's like, so much of them, unfortunately, so much of them, probably 90% of them projected by our own perceptions. You know, and it's not exact the way it is. So, unfortunately, there's no easy solutions. So, you know, everything is not easy. So, particularly, you know, like the mind that perceives self in so much stories, experience, feelings, you know, so much of that, you know, built on that, you know, sense of I or self. There's pretty much 90% of that is kind of like projected, you know, imposed or projected. So building something based on that, you know, then this was not also according to the emptiness teachings, not, you know, good. So that's why, you know, sit down and try to think nothing, maybe short time, try to think nothing. So then from there, then you try to think about self. So then you analyze and how your mind perceives self, you know. It's like over exaggerated, or like then whole idea is, you know, trying to get connected with the mere I, mere self, rather than something solid, you know, solid cannot change, you know, that's the way it is, you know. And bad is all bad, you know, so I can't get any improvement. So all this, you know, has so many layers, you know, layers that, you know, needs to be peeled. One by one, you know, one by one. There are so many layers been put it, or levels, you know, so many levels or layers been put it. So it needs to be peeled slowly in order to get to that, you know, true sense of self. What we say is like finding the truth, you know, ultimate truth. Ultimate truth is so much caught up with the conventional truth, conventional realities, not able to see ultimate realities. Why? Because there's so much layer or levels is put there. It takes time to peel up, you know, by meditation. So then that meditation begins with, you know, am I making sense? Yeah. So when I say, please sit, think nothing. Not easy. So I mean, like, not think, like, not, don't, please don't try to think any specific things, no? So then maybe I think we can do that, no? A little while, no? I think, like, probably do a little while. Try again. We'll try again. Yeah. So now, this time, about 2 minutes. Okay. So then after that, then I will probably lead some meditation on Mani Mantra or Mani Pranayama Mantras. Yeah, so we'll begin. Too short. No? Yeah. How you feel? Feel good? Yeah. There's something, you know, we are not familiar, you know, so I think think something very special about yourself, you know, think something very special, or maybe think something like say, so most of all you know, you know, like Vajrayana teaching, what you try to do. You're trying to visualize yourself as a Tara, or, you know, Buddha, or whatever it is, you know, you're trying to visualize. So in order to do that successfully, what you need to do, you need to think about, first you need to empty, tongba need to do, tongba ni, you know, emptiness, tongba need to do, not just you, me, everything, my experience, my, you know, pain, my complications about, you know, everything that, you know, I experience in the world, my personal issues, all of that, Om Sambhava, nature of my suffering, nature of my entity, nature of my, you know, so like we have many my, you know, myself, my job, my, you know, my stress, my, that's many, my, Sambhava, no, Sambhava, it's nature. Nature, that's pretty much, as I mentioned, mixed or superimposed or very much projected. It has nature, but it's very much like hidden under the so many different layers that we put on. You know, everything is Sambhava. The Sanskrit word means nature. Sambhava. Om Sambhava. Sambhava. Shuddha. Pure. Pure nature. Unfortunately, not able to see because so much has been already put in there. Many layers. No? Sambhava Shuddha. Sava Dharma. Sava means all. Dharma means all existence. All the existence. Sava Dharma. So when you say that word, you are supposed to think about, you know, pure natures of me, not just you, my environment, how I see myself, how I, you know, see the world, internal world, external world, all of that. My books, my instrument, my, you know, like offerings, object on my altar, all of that, you know, trying to see the Sambhava is pure, is not as impure as we think. That's only we think because, you know, so much has been put there, so many layers. Unfortunately, all this layer is not something pure. So that's why it's not pure. That's like pretty much projected. So my point here to you, my friends, you know, so what I'm trying to say is like when you sit, trying to, as sit there and trying to think nothing specific. So when you think something about you, then if you can't help, yeah, it's not easy. As I said, it's not easy. No, so unfortunately, it's not easy. So it is going to become easier if you try. So, but it actually is not easy. So then if you cannot help, if you keep thinking something, then I think it will help you, even just verbally say, become empty. Don't bother the children, no. Instead, maybe you are thinking of something that you worry about, and just say, become empty. Don't bother the children. So it's like your pain, then say, become empty, you know, don't mind it. Just say the word, become empty. Don't mind it. Or you can say, if you can say this word, Om Sambhava Shuddha, Sava Dhamma, Sambhava Shuddha, Hum. No, this meaning, you know, to become, is not solid as I think. Therefore, it becomes empty. It is all relatives. Relative? Not the I said. Oh, S means. Oh, it is kind of family. Oh, that's good. Relatives. How do you say relatives? Tips means family. Relatives. Yes, okay. Relatives. It's all relative. All relatives. You know what I mean? Relatives probably we don't need, we don't want. When you say this word, relatives means that relatives we don't want. Anyway. So that's my case because my English is not good. So anyway, according to emptiness teachings, you know, when you really truly analyze, you can't really pinpoint, you know, even this worry, stress, you know, even this, you know, you can't really pinpoint because it's all like, you know, levels. This comes, you know, cause and conditions come something together, then you level, or this is prayer will. When you truly analyze, you know, try to pinpoint, they can't really pinpoint, you know. These are all different parts that come together. So, in Tibetan word, we say, Tongba Nidu Chur. Say, stress, Tongba Nidu Chur. Worry, if you can't help, can't help. I didn't sleep very well because my partner or friends constantly snoring last night. Really, I didn't have a good night's sleep. If you can't help, keep thinking, going back there, just say, no, don't mind the church. Become empty. No. The reason we are saying that, you know, when you are saying like, it is, some ways you are saying it is nothing. It is nothing. So that nothing becomes something very profound rather than nothing. No. Emptiness does not mean nothingness. It means something very profound that we don't know. It's good to know. Okay. So when you say become empty, you are, other hand, some ways you are saying it's nothing. So that nothingness becomes something important, something profound that will benefit you. Stress, don't want you to choose, become empty. Stress, how you say, can you help me? I can say that in Tibetan word very well. So unfortunately that you don't know when I say Tongba Nyi Chur, so that doesn't help. With something that I can say perfectly well, it probably makes sense, then unfortunately that you don't speak that language, Tongba Nyi Chur. So on the other hand, I don't know how to say perfectly in English. All I can think of is become empty. Does it make sense? So then, you know, like, the word in Tibet is much more powerful. Tongba Nyi Chur, it means, it has some meaning, you know. So when you talk in English, become empty, I'm not sure, so. So the point, like, the meaning behind that, you know, it is, as a China Chunam Juma Melam Dance, internal things, if all the experience, worries, you know, pain, complications, all of that. External things, you know, then you know, such as, you know, the all that we experience, really, chi, nang, chi, outside, external, nang, internal, chi, nang, chi, nang. Juma, like, as a Juma, is a magic. Juma, milam. Dream, it's not in Juma Milam. This generally speaking, that's how people should treat, you know, their experience like that. It's like illusion. It's like, you know, dream. It's like mirage. You know, you only mirage is, you know, when the sun connect, you know, on the hot weather, very very hot weather in the desert, when the sun make connection with the sun, make connection with the sand. Then you see like water. this all based on, you know, cause and condition, you know, it's not something is there all the time. Anyway, Chinachana Jumamalana Pavet, so clear leg. This probably like mind, clear leg. Pavet on a Dazu Chichin, Dazu means reflection of the moon in the clear lake. Reflection of the moon in the clear lake. It looks exactly like moon, but it is not moon. It is called reflection of the moon. Likewise, as a, how say, truth seeker, someone who seeks truth. In Buddhist context, that means you are seeking ultimate truth. You're trying to go beyond conventional truth. You're trying to seek ultimate truth. That's what truth seeker means, seeking something in ultimate truth. It's beyond, you know, the conventional truth. if you're a truth seeker, so that's what you're supposed to treat or think. Everything that's going through your life, you know, people should not take very seriously, you know. So, Chinachana Jumamilam da Tangasana Dasu Chishindu Nayang, it looks exactly like moon, but if you analyze, it's not moon. Moon is not in the lake, it's on the sky. That's the called reflections. It doesn't call real moon, it's called reflection of the moon. So, everything, you know. Mind is like clear lake, and this all called reflection. It's not, you know, it's solid as we think, it's a reflection. So, therefore, you know, two different persons with the same object, different experience, that's why. You know, it's all reflections. It's not, you know, something that truly exists from that on site, then people, no matter 100 people look, they all feel the same thing. It's not like that. They don't feel the same thing. They don't see the same thing because there's, you know, all reflections. Am I making any sense? So then I think it will probably help, you know. So when you think, okay, or become, I wish there's one word. Or maybe you can, maybe you should put maybe more extra effort to learn Tibetan. That's something probably you don't want to do. Don't want you to choose. The way they translate in English, you know, then they say, the translation of that, you know, the word Sanskrit, Om Sambhavati the Sound, Om Sambhavati the Hum. Then after, right after that, the way they translate it, all become empty. That's how they translate it, all become empty. So I'm not sure if that makes sense or not. I'm not sure. The money to do. Sentel, there's worry. When you trying to sit there, the thing, nothing, if there's worries, take over, then you just say, the money to do. Become nothing. That's like, I'm not sure, that's your job to put into English. So, what's the best way to say, Then, with that understanding, now I used to take everything so seriously. I used to think everything something very solid. Didn't realize, you know, that's like I didn't realize this. Now, you know, then everything becomes so. So then out of, you know, that deeper understanding of or whatever it is, you know, it is like self, the deeper understanding of self, or maybe deeper understanding of environment around you, or deeper understanding of your life, whole your life experience, then, you know, don't you worry, it become empty, you know, or stress at the job, it become empty, you know, so like, so much laundry needs to do. So much laundry needs to do, become empty. So then when you go back home, they ask that you need to do laundry. So it doesn't mean you don't need to do laundry. So then, you know, that mind behind that, you know, so then out of that, you know, deeper understanding of that. So then you think something, you know, in Vajrayana teaching, you just think something, you know, like some kind of divine. You know? So then you are going to be successful, okay? So then, you know, thinking everything is real, but it's not real as we think. It's real, but it is not real or solid as we project. So that's the problem. You know? There's something, you know, we are not saying there's nothing. Yeah, of course, you know, there's pain, there's problem, you know, but it's not as exactly the way we project, you know, when we project. There's so much the painful experience that we go through because there's so many layers being put in there. So that's why they're suggesting to treat like dream. That's the one way to help you to recognize when you're dreaming, then that will help you to recognize that you are dreaming. So then eventually that, you know, kind of practice lead to, if you are in the partho state, partho means, you know, the state between death and birth. First of all, you are 100% confused. You don't know that you are dead or alive. You don't know. You're running around, then you're wondering, why I'm not seeing sun? Why I'm not seeing moon? Am I alive? Then you're all confused, you know, all confused. If you recognize that you are dead, you know, there's so much anxiety, fear will go away because you know that you are dead. And the part of the state, you know. So that's the whole idea, you know, how to recognize dream. If you think while you're awake, if you think everything is a dream, so that's supposed to help, exercise supposed to help you to recognize your dream. Then it's supposed to help you to that I am dreaming, it's not, you know, real. So then, you know, people talk about lucid, how is a lucid dream? Lucid? Huh? Illusory dream. Lucid dream. Well, what is another one? Illusory dream, what does that mean?
The opposite.
So one of my friends, now he passed away. So in the monastery, so when we build temple, you know, most of the employees, not architect, but employees, no, some architect, but not engineers, but no employees, they are monks. We do most of the work, physical work, you know, for mixing, like gravel, cement, sand, all that, you know, then put in there. So that every day, you know, many days you do that. One of my friends, so his uncle speaks very good English. He's like monastery secretary. So one day, my friend, he mentioned to me, one day, he's kind of, you know, falling asleep on his lap, and he's probably doing something or reading something. All of a sudden, he's dreaming, that he's falling from here, you know, everything's so well organized in America, you know, all these constructions. Over there, when you build something, or how you said, around the building that you put something that people can sit on, do their work, what do you call? And there, you know, it's all bamboo, piece of bamboo. They tie here, they tie there, they tie there. You know, there's like many layers. When you stand over there, you see heads, noise, creak, crack, crack. All this, you know, like kind of like trying, all the robots trying adjusting themselves. So that's how they sit there. Then that's how this, the piece of, you know, metal, then all this concrete pour there. Then you just throw all day long. In the end, you know, all fingers like eaten by cement. It happened to me many times, you know, so like there's no globe, you know, just in your mind you're just thinking, okay, like, you know, like thinking that building a holy object, you mentally you are happy, you know, you're thinking you are doing something very good, doesn't bother us, you know. Anyway, so this is the whole day long, you know, from 9 to 5, you know, and he's dreaming that he's falling down from that scalpel. All of a sudden, he grabbed his uncle's nose. He's trying to throw things when you grab something. All of a sudden, his uncle is kind of freaking out. All of a sudden, he just and he wake up. Then he's like dreaming, and like Tie is holding on something. There's many layers, no? Between layers, there's not much gap. If you fall, it's easy to hold on another one. He's probably thinking in his mind he's holding one of them. Turns out he's holding on his uncle's nose or face or whatever it is. So that is like, you know, that's like example. Not recognize a dream. Recognize a dream, you know, so then, yeah, so then you may end up pulling someone's nose. So do all these practices are supposed to help you to recognize that your dream, and because there's confusion between dream state, sleeping state, and awakened state, because the confusions, there's no clarity. It's clarity. So there's one way to recognize a dream. So there's one method. And that will help you to recognize your dream, that you're dreaming. You know, then there's certain things, what they talk about dream yoga. So so then you can, certain things that you can do in the dream. So anyway, so now my whole point, beginning of the emptiness meditation, they suggest to just sit down there, then think, try to think, nothing specific. And so I think that's one kind of meditation, you can do. You don't need to do anything. You just trying to sit there and try to think nothing. If you cannot help yourself think nothing, if something comes up, so then you just say, Tombanyin Tuchur. So then I think, Tombe Ngangle, so usually, Tombe Ngangle, and out of that, deeper understanding of self, whatever it is, deeper understanding, that is understanding, or maybe reaching to the, reaching beneath all these layers, what is like the true natures, whether it's like mind, pure, it's like body, it's pure, it's like speech, it's pure, it's like thought, it's pure, everything is not there, that's called ultimate truth. So then from there, so what I like to suggest you to think, think something very special about yourself, think. So there's a lot of people mentioned to me, it's very difficult. Think something good about yourself, it's very difficult. Even though it's difficult, please try. You can, it's not good, it's not good. Have it, and you should know that. If you don't know how to think about that, then please read the beginning of Lam Lim sessions, where they talk about precious human life. Simple meditation, If the clothes get dirty, what do? You clean them. What do you need? You probably need some soap. So we have washing machines. You need to clean them. That's the only way they can clean. If something in the mind, so need to also clean. And the only way you can clean is like thinking, through thinking. Or thinking something positive, So there's no simple meditation. Simple, when you try to put in the word, it's simple, but practically it's not that simple. Simple, it's easy to say, but it's not easy to do. So there's initial stage, very first step to become happier human being. First step is to think something positive of yourself. It's been said repeatedly, many times. My life has no meaning. It's just no meaning. Life is not worth to live. This is all no good. This pushing yourself into darkness is no good. So you need to think something positive. So difficult to find. Jigla, easy to lose. I say, difficult to find, so meaningful, to understand that. Then after once you understand that, what you try to do, you try to take essence out of this precious life. So there's a when I talk to people, there's no like number of people that mention to me it's so difficult. It's not easy. So now, no, it's not easy. So, but we must try. We must try. So, as I said, if you're thinking something negative about yourself, then just say, "Tongbanji to chu," you know, "Tongbanji to chu." If you truly love yourself, if you truly care about yourself, then that's what you should do. That's what we should do. We should think something positive about ourselves. That's the best way to care yourself, care for yourself. If you have, as a, I think we can help other people. If you cannot help yourself. So when you're trying to be compassionate, if you don't include yourself there, then there's like incomplete practice of compassion. The practice of compassion becomes incomplete. So we must what Shantideva said in his book, someone who is even not dreaming about helping themselves, how you can help others? You don't have any dreams about helping yourself. That means in the awakened state, you are not trying at all. While you are sleeping, even you don't dream about helping yourself, how you can think helping others? Impossible. So, first, we have to have dream how to help yourself. If you're having dream, that's a good sign. Maybe you can help someone else. Not even like dreaming about helping yourself and thinking to solve world problem. That's not that easy. So then as I mentioned, helping yourself begin with thinking something positive about yourself. Okay? So, am I making any sense? Yeah. Oh, yeah. So then please try, so that you benefit. Then that's good. So then please you help, some other people. Then, So, otherwise, sometimes when you talk to, some people, young, very young, so much is happening in their mind. There's nothing I can do. Just sit there, listen. That's what I can do. There's nothing I can do. Practically, I can say some prayer, So it's kind of heartbreaking. So in that moment, it's very difficult to, suggest some practice because there's so much going on in their mind. So you wish, you really, truly wish, So at that moment, that unfortunately, that wish doesn't last very long. But that moment that you felt deep inside that you want to do something, but in practically there's very little you can do. So before becoming like that, something we can think something positive about yourself. So we should train our mind, we should educate our mind to think something positive. Once it piles up everything so much negative in your mind and it's so difficult. Not easy, It's not just one complication, there's many, many. If there's one, it's just suggest something, but there's many. So that's why we did Tonglen practice in awareness night. So it all comes down on thinking something positive, That's the only way that you can solve problem within the mind, think something positive. That's why I mentioned many, many times, the purpose or the power of meditation is to reduce negative thoughts. Reading Dharma books. The very purpose or power of reading Dharma books is to have calm mind. More you become calmer. The calmer you become, the more you read. Am I making sense? So then, it serves the purpose of reading Dharma. the lesser the negative mind, or the weaker the negative mind that you experience, so that the better that your meditation becomes. The whole purpose of, you know, gomtob nyumo chungha, nyumo afflicted mind, minute it arises, it makes you unhappy. Regardless, gishi, monks, nuns, pops, abbot, ex-abbot, Dalai Lama, doesn't matter. The minute that afflicted mind arises, you know, it makes you unhappy, unhealthy, unhappy person. So that's why gomtob nyumo chungha, the power or the purpose of meditation is to reduce negative thought. So that includes, you know, being hard on yourself based on many, everybody has reason, you know, so so you relate it to your day-to-day life experience, you know, dealing with the people. We have the reason, you know, to complain, we have reason to not to be happy, or all of that. So life needs to, the thought needs to begin with something positive rather than negative. So okay, so that's very, very important. So now what I would like to do is only a couple of minutes left. So then, you know, there's different meditations you can try. Breathing meditation, 9-round breathing meditations you can try, and just think something beautiful. You know, just think something beautiful. Doesn't have to be Shajamani Buddha's image, doesn't have to be something beautiful. You know, it can be like beautiful garden, you know, beautiful flower, you know, something beautiful, you know, something beautiful, think. So there's also, you know, if you can think something beautiful, if you can concentrate on that, so that will make your mind peaceful. Peaceful, you know, because the power of, not because of the object, because of the power of your concentrations, because you are trying to pile up all your mental energy on that one single object. So that's the way to make your mind, which is, you know, considered as an elephant. Elephant, that's the only way you can make, you know, that elephant calm. Okay? Any object, as I said, breathing meditation, you can watch your breath in and out. You can do 9-round breathing meditation. You can, you know, focus on the feeling, the physical movement, walking meditation, you know, anything that helps you to pull your all mental energy into that. So that's called concentration meditation. So that, you know, that's the way to make your mind calm and peaceful. So here today, and also like this money mantra that I explained, or money pe main hu. Certain things, you know, there's different object. This is called very obvious object, thuangunju. You don't need any reason, you just see them. There's certain object you see called thuangunju. Then chungse kunju means slightly hidden phenomena. So those are, you can see like this, you know, it needs reason, what they call syllogism. For example, you're looking on the mountain, wondering, you know, whether there's fire or not, but what you see is smoke. Only thing you see is smoke is coming out of the mountain, so distant. You're wondering whether there's fire or not. The second person goes, oh, there's fire because there's smoke. So then through, this is called syllogism. Then through smoke, there's 3 circles. The first circle, there's a mountain. Second circle, there's fire. Third circle, there's smoke. What you're seeing is you're seeing the third circle and the first circle. You're seeing the mountain and you're seeing the smoke. What you're not seeing is middle one, it's fire. You're just wondering. Somebody comes, oh, there's fire because there's smoke. If you go there, more like you are going to find smoke. The smoke, sorry, fire. So that's called hidden phenomena. Then there's extremely hidden phenomena. So that's, you know, like, or being generous. According to Buddhism, next life you have become rich, wealthy. practicing patience, next life you become very attractive. So how you know? So there's no need to rely on the scriptures. The scriptures, that's called extremely hidden phenomena. Likewise here, I'm trying to say, praying for somebody, or somebody still asking prayer, and praying for somebody, how it works, is an extremely hidden phenomenon. So you can't really explain, like this. Oh, this is called prayer, you turn this way, it's not like that, you can't really explain like that. But, certain things, it works in where you say in English, mystical way. In Buddhism, it's not really mystical way, but, it's like, whatever you say, mystical means you don't know, right? Am I right? When you say mystical way, but you don't know. But you do know it's walking, but you don't know how. That's called mystical. That's in Buddhism, it's called extremely hidden phenomena. Shinto Kongju, I'm not sure why I'm saying this. I'm not sure. I kind of got lost in the meditation. I got lost in the meditation. I completely got lost, so I'm not sure why I'm saying this. We are talking about meditation, right? Yeah, we are talking about meditation. So thank you. Benefit. So obstacles, not eating proper food, obstacles, not meeting proper person, or this all, that's what you call, we call parje, there's something you can't really control. But there's only way, what I'm trying to say here is, this mani mantra, or mani pe mehu, when you read the benefit of that, reciting mantra, so easy to say. In Tibet, hundreds and hundreds of years in Tibet, people have been saying this, mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. So this mantra has a lot of benefit. So people when you go to nursing home in Tibet or India, that's what they do. People doesn't look like depressed. They're busy doing something. What they do, they do mani mantra. Makes them happy. It's not something they're eating that makes them happy. This is all mental happiness. What I'm trying to say is, there are so many unknown things that we experience in our life. Certain things that are direct cause, You're upset because your friend says something very nasty to you. You're upset. There are certain things that is not that obvious, called parje, obstacles. My point is here, it's good to have some form of practice in our life. It can be like mani mantra, very simple, Om Mani Padme Hum. This is no mantra. It's, how you say, this is called the mantra of compassion, compassion mantra. If you are thinking something about your friend, if you are feeling bad, the person going through so much, at least something you can do is just say a couple of mani mantra. And how it works, that's called extremely hidden phenomena. if they ask me, that's what I will tell. So you can say mystical, or I'm not sure how to say. So extremely hidden phenomena. So probably person will stop asking you because... But that's not a goal. So if the person asks you, what do you mean extreme hidden phenomena? So that means you can only find that out relying on the scriptures. So that means you need to study scriptures. So that's one person people don't want to do. In a very young age, they don't want to go to school. So it's extremely hidden phenomena, how it works. So Mani mantra. So this called Om here, you know, Om. I already explained this Om. So when you say a word Om, you can hear today is like some form of meditation. When you say Om, you can think about confusion. Make sense? Yeah. Do we have confusion? Yeah. I mean, not knowing. I say, dimness has it. Yeah, so, in the wheel of life, outside you see in the outside the center, it's called wheel of life. In the center of there, there's three figures, peak. Or hawk, I'm not sure. In America, there's many words for that. In India, people say pig. So here's the boar, hawk, or there's all so many words. I'm not sure which one is the correct one to use. Pig. This is in the pig. Usually only looks down. So they're saying that pig never sees sky. So they don't look up, so I'm not sure how that. So anyway, so that is, you know, like kind of like symbolized. Not knowing, confusion. It's the root cause of all the suffering. The root cause of all the suffering is the confusion. So anyway, so when you say Om, the first syllable Om, so there's, you know, some meditation you can do. You know, you can do some meditation. So today there's not much time. Time's already passed. So then next Sunday. So I will explain this with the six-syllable mantra with the color. So there's something you can visualize. You know, when you say Om, you can just visualize some, like in this case, you know, you visualize a white color. You know, so Om manifests from you. So in the beginning, as I mentioned, you know, just sit there, think, try to think nothing. Say, if something become empty, you know, then. Then you can, you know, do this, you know, meditations. Om, when you say Om, if you are doing yoga, what they also say Om, right? Then you can have something to think about. You know, so then, all the so much, you know, light radiates from your body, white light, almost like, you know, snow. When the snow touches on the hot rock, it means it touches, it melts, something like that. As I said, you know, so there are many, many young people who is going through all these, you know, mental complications and all these difficulties. All those people need help. There's something you can do, you know, you just send them, you know, just visualize them. And there's so many struggling, you know, so many young people, they're struggling for their education, their goal, their so much, you know. So it's not, we are not only one who is suffering, there's so many others and also, you know, going through death. So there's at least something you can do from your home. When you're sitting down, you say Om, then you just visualize light radiates from your body, all the white, and just imagine just touching them, you know, just then ease them, mean like that, okay, that's white. So then next Sunday I'll continue. So there's something very simple in Om Mani Padme Hum, you can easily learn, you know, it's not very complicated philosophy. No, it's not. Then you just say, then meditate Om, then there's something. So then it will, believe or not, if there's obstacles, it will remove. If there are unknown obstacles you're experiencing, you are not happy, you know, maybe there's many obstacles, believe or not, many obstacles, you know. Then sometimes the people ask, you know, is there something you can do? There's, you know, I'm having this and that and this and that. You know, in Tibet, is this not very foreign to Tibetan people? In Tibet, there's always this kind of, you know, here you have all these names about, you know, has the different names of every problem has names here, you know. Unbelievable. Just like, but, you know, all the methods, you know, I'm not saying, you know, medication is not good, but, you know, there's something else that people can try, you know, to. So Mani Mantra, if there are any obstacles, you know, any obstacles, but Tibet, we don't have name, but we have technique to deal with that, no? We don't have them. Or we just have power. If there's name, there's only one name that covers everything, you know. So then reciting, you know, Mani Mantra, you know, easy to learn, easy to say, lot of benefit. So then it will help you to become more compassionate and more, you know, loving and more caring. That's what we need. No, we don't need more temple. We don't need more books. What we need more, you know, love, more compassion. We must love each other. We must, you know, have compassion to each other, you know. That's how we, I think, we survive, you know, happily if we do that, you know. That's the whole point. So the Mani Mantra, you know, has, you know, power to help you to develop, you know, compassion towards yourself. If you recite that more, it will benefit. I'm not sure how, as I mentioned, how it benefits. My answer will be extremely hidden phenomena. That's all. If you further ask, it's going to be complicated. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be complicated, and it's going to be a lot of study. Okay. So with that, I will probably stop. So then, see you next Sunday. Okay. Yeah. Then I would like to say a couple of mantras, you know, for your health. With my faith into those mantras, and that whoever hear just hearing the mantra, you know, get benefit against sin. How extremely hidden phenomena. So the couple of mantras to prevent from untimely death, you know, such as accident, you know, suicidal thought, all of that. So then the couple of mantras, all good mantra, okay, just hearing them will benefit you.
Om namo bhagavate bhagavate guru bindu yata maranda yata dangata yata arahate samya sambuddha yata yata Om bhagavate bhagavate maha bhagavate bhagavate randa samunga desu Om namo bhagavate bhagavate guru bindu yata maranda yata dangata 아라하데 삼야삼 보다야 삼야삼 보다야 대하던 백가제 백가제 마 백가제 백가제 라자 삼무관대소 엄나무 방가와데 백가제 구루 벤루 야담 바라자 야담 당관다야 아라하데 삼야삼 보다야 대하던 백가제 백가제 마 백가제 백가제 라자 삼무관대소 개와데 연유도다 부만으로 만들어내는 와 산에 멜로로되는 와지자 말레 마주에서 나고 마주 뜬년에 마주네 마주도 내려 타주된다는 말레 만들어내는 파마신자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자담자 正在提醒一下，把这怎么样的房子别让人们交给我。Thank you. Yeah, have a nice weekend. Enjoy, please. Beautiful weather. So we may not have tomorrow or something else.